Married to this game, B. Mitch and Finley, 1:30 in the afternoon on a Thursday means we get to talk to Mr. Peter Rosenberg, the man of many talents from the WWE to Hot 97 to ESPN New York, and above all, a BCC Baron. What up, Peter? How are you?
I appreciate you saying a man of many talents. I always get a man of many jobs, you know what I mean? But you could be a talentless person with lots of jobs, so I appreciate that greatly.
Dude, I think you have a ton of talent, sir. What was the reaction in NYC? I mean, you were on every day sports radio in New York. What was the reaction to that loss to the Commanders?
They were not thrilled. They were not thrilled. I guess the unfortunate part for me was this was a situation where I was only able to get to avoid misery. I wasn't given the opportunity to celebrate anything great because of the way that we won the game. So, I couldn't exactly get on the air on Monday and be like, you guys are a joke. Look at us. Right. We're the real deal. All I could do was say, hey, I'll take a win where I can get it. I thought the quarterback showed some things, and that's all we're looking for right now. They don't have that luxury of, you know, hey, we just hope our quarterback can do some things. I think that ship has sailed.
They're now 0-2. I know that there is serious heat. How significant is the heat up there on Daboll, Shane, whoever they're coming for?
I think most people believe that, like, the conversations about the end of Daboll feel a little premature, but also if something doesn't somehow change, you know, it's expected to be there. They're in a bad spot, man. I don't know how it gets much better. And the interesting thing is that when you really think about it, they do have some, like, pretty incredible pieces.
Neighbors, like, looks like a dog.
I mean, Neighbors, first of all, he just seems awesome. Like, that guy seems awesome. Seems to get it, too. Just the way he handled the mistake. Like, he just seems like that dude. And then, you know, in Kayvon and in Dexter Lawrence, you know, they have legitimate big-time studs on defense. Listen, I'm not saying that they're a good team. They're not. They are definitely weak in a lot of places. But they do have a couple of pieces that are pretty nice, and yet they're terrible. They're absolutely terrible. I mean, right. I think the most incredible thing was, like, they never got us off the field. You know, like, the idea that they could hang their hat on red zone stops, they didn't get red zone stops. We don't have an idea to play in the red zone. I mean, there were four penalties on the Commanders that all of a sudden made first and goal at the 5, first and goal at the 10. It happened over and over again. So you can't really feel good about that even. So all you can do is say, you know, the Commanders' offense, which is okay, but it's certainly still finding its footing, they never got us off the field. They're just lucky it turned out to be 7 field goals.
Right. It's a great point because in some ways the Giants remind me of some old Skins teams where it was like, oh, well, they got Trent Williams and, you know, Jordan Reed and Ryan Kerrigan, but they're 6-11 or whatever it used to be, 6-10.
Right.
But what did you think? Where are you at with Jaden through 2 games? Because I think folks are the excitement for Jaden Daniels is really starting to build.
For me, it's very measured. It's a very measured, like, happy. Like, I really think he's shown good stuff, and it's also not like it's some sort of RG3. Oh my God, game one. Multiple touchdowns, airing it out. Like, he still clearly has a lot more to show us, but I really like what I've seen. I mean, there's a couple of decision-making things I'd love to see them just fix right now. Obviously, we know he's taking some unnecessary hits, and while we know that's always a concern with a kid who can run, you know, Jaden's a pretty slight dude, and, like, I really think that needs to be a priority. And also, I don't know if you feel this way, JP, there are a few times when, like, he easily – and by the way, these are coachable things. These are not – I'm just trying to be, you know, critical. There were multiple times in which he had plenty of time to decide to throw the ball away and instead, you know, would step out of bounds for a loss or try to force something somewhere. Like, I just need some basic coaching of, like, hey, kid, it's first down at the 10. We got three tries. If it's not there – once you're, like, running towards the sideline and there's no – chuck that thing out of the back of the end zone. What are we thinking about? Let's not even think about doing anything else. So I'd like to see a little – some things like that, you know. But listen, that's – these are all very workable things. He looks – honestly, he looks like he could be the deal, dude. He really does to me.
He really does. And it's – I almost feel like, you know, when a pitcher's throwing a no-hitter, you don't talk about it in the eighth inning. Like, I'm kind of scared to discuss what it – seems like Jaden could be. Does that make sense? Like, you don't, like, we've just seen everything always go wrong here, and you don't want to get into, like, hypotheticals and think too far down the road.
No, you don't. You can very quickly start picturing that number five Daniels jersey sitting at one of the tailgates that you walk by on your way into the stadium. And you because we know the ceiling is so incredibly high because he's got a legit arm. You know, he's pretty accurate. I absolutely just delighted with that completion to Brown on the final drive. Real, to me, I mean,
huge
maybe it's
throw.
Obvious.
Huge throw.
That's the play of the game for that offense. It's an whatever it was, 34-yard totally. Pickup. And by the way, I love the fact that we get to that drive, and once Neighbors dropped the ball, I thought we would win, which is a cool feeling. Now, granted, the Giants' defense is horrifying, so take it with a grain of salt, but, you know, and by the way, while we're heaping all this praise on Jaden, let's just be realistic, man. Our defense is at a point where, like, to me, it was a matter of, like, if they get the ball last, we're losing. We do not have the ability to stop the Giants, and that is a concern because that is not a – that is – they targeted Malik Neighbors 18 times. I mean, if you look, I think – 18 of the 28 throws were to Malik Neighbors. They had nowhere else to go with the ball. They do not have a dynamic running game, and Singletary was picking up yards in chunks. So the Jaden thing is very promising. The defense thing, it feels like Jack Del Rio hasn't left yet, and that makes me unhappy.
Yeah, I mean, largely the players, I think they lack talent. Defensively,
they do.
I think it's a Jimmy's and Joe's.
Yeah, it is. You got three or four players you love on the defense, and then after that, it starts to get pretty rough.
Right, and it's a whole bunch of veterans on 1 year deals that are kind of band-aids and maybe not the best band-aids, right? But dude, that said, speaking of the defense, I think offensively they can keep this thing moving. I think the offensive efficiency numbers are there, and they're there for a reason. I think that's who they are. I do think Kliff will add more and more to the offense. I think you're going to try to see some deep shots as things continue here. But, dude, defensively, going to face the Bengals.
You just don't think there's a ceiling. You just don't think – we don't have a place to go defensively. Like, this is just going to be what it is.
You know, I thought they made a nice adjustment in the second half last week where they benched Mike Davis, put BSJ on Neighbors, and then brought Noah I in to play as an outside corner. Neighbors slowed down some in that second half, but compared to that drive right before halftime where it was just the Malik Neighbors show and they went right down the field. I mean, the Commanders' defensive staff had to know that they didn't have a kicker. So all they're trying to do is score a touchdown, and even knowing that, they couldn't stop them, which was really, really bad. Mike Davis got benched. The second half was a little bit better. But, Peter, you're going to Cincinnati to face the 0-2 Bengals with Burrow now finally looking healthy after that Kansas City game. Ja'Marr Chase, you'd think, is pretty motivated after that penalty in the KC game, maybe cost them that game. And reports now out of Bengals practice are that T. Higgins is practicing for the first time. I think you get T. Higgins back Monday night.
What's the line in this game?
7.5 right now.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's a big number. If it wasn't such a big number, I would call that the lock of the week. I mean,
well, dude,
I would love
– let me balance that for you, though. So far this season, there have been 3 7-point or higher point spreads, okay?
They all lost outright?
They all lost outright. The Raiders beat the Ravens last week. The Patriots beat the Bengals week one. And the Bucs were a 7.5-point dog in Detroit last week.
Yeah, which, by the way, that was a crazy line. I mean, maybe I was biased because I just watched the Bucs just dominate us offensively the week before. But that line to me was so stupid I didn't pick that game. That was so ripe for a Bucs win. So, listen, maybe you're right. But at the same time, that trend is going to change at some point. And I just hope it's not us because, you know, an angry and ready to prove something Joe Burrow just absolutely goes off. You know, you could picture a situation where, like, in the first half, we're able to trade punches with them. And then at some point, you know, it just ends up being too much of a track meet for this young offense to keep up with. I could see that happening.
For sure, dude. And Jaden hasn't turned it over. He's been really unflappable. I don't think going to Cincinnati scares him. This is a kid that this time last year was starting at Alabama. You know what I mean?
Right.
But I think Trey Hendrickson scares me in this game. He's a really good defensive end. Doesn't get talked about in the same breath of the company he keeps statistically around the league. And whether it's Brandon Coleman or Andrew Wiley, the tackles have been not as good as the interior anyway on the offensive line. Real quick, though, a big one tonight in the Big Apple, Patriots-Jets, what do you think?
I like the Jets a lot tonight. Again, it's a fairly sizable number, but I kind of like the Jets tonight to win and cover. It just seems like New England is one of those teams that people are more high on at this moment than they should be. Like 3 weeks ago, I was listening to a couple of my buddies doing a radio show, actually one of which is Bart Scott, the former Jet and Raven, do their radio show up here. And I was listening to them go over the Patriots' schedule. And they got like 10 games in and could not find a win for the Patriots. So like, this team is 0-10, right? And now they win.
and they
win a game week one. They play well in week two. And people are like, I don't know, the Patriots. I'm like, guys, this is why this whole thing is preseason. We know who the Patriots are. And we know, unless I like Jacoby Brissett, we know who he is. But, like, if the Jets are going to be what people expected, and obviously that all hinges on the healthy arms and legs of Aaron Rodgers, but assuming right now it's okay and he takes a step forward tonight, they should win easily. That is my thought.
I think that's fair. Peter, thank you for the time, man. Always appreciate you, brother.
All right, buddy. Have a good show. Hail to the Commanders. Peace, bud.
That's our guy, Peter Rosenberg. Give him a follow at Rosenberg Radio on all your social media platforms. Really good content. Really good dude. When we come back, let's make some bets.